This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. It's Cole, VK58CF again, with this week's South East Radio Group news. Our repeater group has excelled once again. Colin, VK5DK, noticed on a recent trip to the Bluff repeater site that touching the outer shell of one of the coax connectors against a metal object created a spark. After a number of trips to the site by Colin, John, VK5DJ and others, it was decided that there was definitely a problem. To cut a long story short, this resulted in a contact with SA Power Networks, who subsequently visited the site with the surge team. Leith, VK5FLAR from SA Power Networks, did some measurements with sophisticated instruments which revealed differences in voltages across a number of earth points, which resulted in another technician being called to the site. The site was shut down when it was realised that a potentially lethal situation was in place, as the neutral bar on the main power pole to the site had corroded almost completely away and was running hot. The neutral bar was replaced and all was back to normal. This could easily have resulted in the death of anyone touching something in one of the huts and was a definite fire hazard. Our group was thanked by the officials present, and the statement was made that such events were only normally discovered after an incident had occurred, and that the quick response avoided such an outcome. Well spotted, fellas, and you may have saved the lower southeast from a disaster. Last Friday night was our first activity night for 2018, and a good attendance witnessed two very interesting presentations. President Peter, VK5KBF, gave us a refresher on SWR, what it is and how we can benefit from knowing what it is on our antennas. And this was followed by findings of Chris, VK5MC of Moonbounce fame, who has been investigating the efficiency of various antenna analysers, including our club's new Rig Expert AA1400 model. Thanks for another very entertaining and informative evening, Peter and Chris. Our next activity night in March will see us paying attention as Mark, VK5QI, tries to educate us on the intricacies of tracking and chasing weather balloons. This topic has created wide interest among our group, and I'm sure we will have a full house that night. At this point, I would remind you that we meet in our club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre on O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, on the first and third Friday of each month. Meetings start at 7:30pm sharp and all are welcome. We have supper and tea or coffee afterward, where we will all tell lies about our most recent achievements. Hi, hi. If you are in the district, please drop in and say hello. My tonsils are getting sore now, so I will conclude with the usual message. The members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Well, as you are all no doubt aware, the North East Radio Club is based in the northeast suburbs of Adelaide, and we have monthly meetings conducted at the Modbury West Community Hall, which is in Capulet Crescent. So if we're having a meeting at any time and you've thought you'd like to come along, then everybody's welcome to come along to the meetings. And they usually start about 7:30, so get there around about 7 to get a good seat. And there's plenty of tea, coffee and soft drinks available on the night. And speaking about meetings of the North East Radio Club, the next general meeting will be next Friday, the 9th of February, and one of our gurus, Charlie, VK5KDK, is going to give a talk on the new FT8 mode. That's Fox Tango 8 mode. So come along and find out all about that. And no doubt Charlie will do a very, very good presentation, as he usually does. So don't forget, next Friday night, the general meeting on the 9th of February, and I hope to see you there. On Friday the 23rd of February, it will be our tech night, once again at the Modbury West Community Hall. So come along for a technical night and find out what's going on in amateur radio and perhaps get your hands dirty making an object or two. And of course March has got five Fridays in it, and as is our custom in the North East Radio Club, if the month has five Fridays, then we usually go out somewhere to have a dinner and a good old chinwag. And so I haven't picked out the fifth Friday night for March yet, but it will be on Friday the 30th of March, and it will be no doubt well attended as usual. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. On Wednesday last, on the 31st of January, a group gathered at the kiosk on Largs Bay Jetty for a bit of QRP DXing. It was comfortably cool and overcast, so any hope of seeing the eclipse was non-existent. We picked up a ZL net at 5 and 7, hosted by a Kevin, on 7.1300 and 0. We lost them at around sundown. We also had a couple of non-amateur visitors and filled them in on what we were doing. The next meeting, on the 7th of February, will be the annual general meeting. We are looking forward to seeing the members rolling up and participating. The February Tech Night on the 21st of the month will be hosted by John VK5NI and will be the second tutorial on the operation of CROWS, fault finding and diagnostics. The proposed second antenna testing event late February will be held on a weekend, the final details to be advised after the AGM. The March Tech Night is to be moved to the morning of Saturday the 24th of March and will be a working bee at the water tower to tidy up and dispose of unwanted materials from 10 a.m. onwards. Lunch to be advised. The John Moyle Memorial Field Day on the 17th and 18th of March weekend will be discussed after the AGM. More information to follow. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. The WIA news and callback can be heard on 439.975 MHz negative offset and tone input. 73s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The Amateur Radio Experimenters Group has teamed up again this year with the International Space University Southern Hemisphere Space Studies Program to simulate a space mission using helium-fueled high-altitude balloons. After a successful publicity flight last Sunday, we are now planning to fly the science flight this morning, all being well. Today's flight has two main experiments on it, the first being a spectrometer, which will collect atmospheric composition data for the university, and the second is a downward-facing camera with a 9 degrees of freedom inertial measurement unit, which will be used by the program's university students to assist with stitching together the downloaded images from the flight. The balloon will lift off at 10 a.m. Central Daylight Saving Time this morning, the 4th of February, from Young Husband in the Murray Mallee, approximately 150 kilometres east of Adelaide. The anticipated flight path is approximately northwest, and landing may be somewhere near Tarlee in the lower mid-north, with some luck. The predictions can change during the flight and is much dependent on the prevailing winds within the flight path. If you're interested in watching the downloaded images and tracking today's balloon flight, or reading about last week's adventures, further details may be found on the AREG web pages at www.areg.org.au. I'm Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. As it is now February 2018, the 2017 AHARS year is coming to an end, and your subscriptions for 2018 are now due. The cost will be $20 if paid before the end of March and $25 if paid after that date. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 9th of February. The next social morning at the Shack will be on the 10th of February. The next general meeting will be the AGM on the 15th of February. And Paul Lawson, VK5CL, will be giving a brief presentation of his plans for a remote HF receiving site, something that will be welcome as there is so much RF noise on the HF bands. If you would like to nominate for a position on the committee, nomination forms are available from the website. You need to lodge nomination forms at least 7 days before the AGM, and you can email them to me via my WIA email address. The general meeting for the 15th of March will be the annual members project show and tell, and I've booked David, VK5KK, and Ian, VK5ZD, for the general meeting on the 19th of April. They will talk to us about their adventures in microwave communications, and they'll also be demonstrating some of their equipment. The next technical session at the Shack will be on the 24th of February. This will be a demonstration by Rod, VK5ZRK, of Whisper, the weak signal propagation reporting network. Graham, VK5ZFZ, will run an Arduino Tiny Basic presentation session at the Shack on March the 24th. Events at the Shack start at 9 a.m. and this event will run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. To keep up to date with what's happening at AHAS, you can visit the website and look at the latest news and the upcoming events page. Any changes to plans for February will be reported in the Sunday broadcast and on the AHAS website. The URL is http://www.ahas.com.au. If you wish to contact me, you can email me at vk5srp@wia.org.au or send a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week. Talk to you again next week.
And that's the VK5 News for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.